still the matana for the kayin. That's not part of the sale. Rashi says, but hachinami matana for the kayin, where matanisha people don't sell it. Yes, to tell you the pshat, well, yes, the Gemara said, but Alma, what do we see from here that matanas the kohen, where matanish people don't sell the matan of the kohen? So Rashi Tzeis says, Pirush means like this, where mizavni kumoy lezavni, tichihek, just like over here, tichishalokach mimenu v'mishko, when you buy a pound of meat, so menakalo, you have the right to deduct the price of that kevo, that sum that he gave you, mishum tichishomalei mochali litra bosor, leros litra, you didn't mean to buy the matanas. Because Mustama the Meicher wants to keep the matonis. So Achadam Rashi says, Masis in Shire Etzel Meicher, Hevi Klokech and Menu B'Mishkal, for Leizov and Maton of the Kain. It's like you did not buy the matonis of the Kain. But the matonis of the Kain still stays by the Meicher. That you didn't mean to buy. So Achadam Rashi says, Achadam Rashi, matonis of the Kain, Le Mazvin Inshi. Hilkach, therefore, Shire Ha Meicher, is the Meicher still left over some wool by himself, some animals by himself? Moicha chayiv, the moicha is chayiv me giving off the rashi of the gaze. The yomel and lakech has the right to say, matona the kohen gaboki. The matona, the matness of rashi of the gaze is by you, is by the moicha mustard, you don't tell, like since the mitzvah is by you, you want to do the mitzvah. But what's going to be loishai? Let's say the moicha sold all his flock, he has no more sheep left over, then pshita lakech chayiv, then avad, the one that bought the flock of sheep, they chayiv to give the rashi of the gaze. The Yomalei Meicha. The Meicha says, Matana the Koyin Lezab Lecho. Matana the Koyin, didn't I sell it to you? Like, Lezab Lecho, didn't I sell it to you? Like, for sure I sold it to you. Like, I don't have it over here. It's like a Lushin, like a Betimiyah. Like, didn't I sell it to you? Like, I didn't leave over anything for myself. Everything is by you. When everything is by you, then Shita, he has to give it. Hadu Lecho Reshet Ageis. Now the Mishnah says, Shiluach HaKan, Mr. Shiluach HaKan, no, you apply his boats to the Chutzlorets. Now that's his soul in the Chutzlorets. The Fnei Yabayis, the Fnei Yabayis, where they disband the base of Mishlob, someone based in Migdash. The Chulun of Lebe Migdashim, only by a bird of Chulun, and not by a korban, not by a Migdashim. Now, Choyma B'Kis Yadam, is a Chulma, the Mitzvah, Kis Yadam, Mishlob HaKan, from not taking away the mother when it's over its eggs. Shekis Yadam, noig the Chay of Yoif. To get to a chayah and a knife, kis yadam, not only to a knife, even to a chayah. The mezumim, v'shem the mezumim, whether it's tamed in the house, domestic or not, still yichayv in kis yadam. But the shluach hakan, no, and the noy gelo, it only applies to birds. But the noy gelo, v'shem the mezumim, if it's not domestic, that's the one that does not live in your house, then is the mitzvah shluach hakan. But one that's domestic, that's in your house, there's no mitzvah shluach hakan. Now, eizo shem the mezumim, what's called one that's not prepared, not domestic? Means if they set up their nest, the pardis outside in their fields, that's called a not domestic. And then also the mitzvahs of shluach hakan. Rashi says, "B'shem mizum nechsid." The pasuk says, "Ki korif." You meet him in the street light. Shekonim a pardis. She means even though these avosim geese and Tanagurban, they start out in the house, but talking about now that they mordu, they ran away from the house, and they went chutz from the house. And they don't come back to the house anymore. And therefore they made their nest outside in the fields, so that's called lav mezumin. And therefore, there's a mitzvah shulchakan. Avol, in Koronu Babayis, let's say they made their nest inside the house, v'chein yoni had risoyis, potem mishluach, then there's a p'tur shulchakan. Since they're domestic, they're derech to grow up in the house, therefore you pot them from shluach hakan. Now, oif tomei potim l'shloach. A knife tomei, also there's no mitzvah shluach hakan. What's going to be oif tomei, a tomedic bird, roivet a beitzei oif tor, that's a covering over a kosher eggs. Or else the opposite way, the tor, a tomedic bird, roivet a beitzei oif tomei, it's over a treifet of eggs. So put them l'shlumishloach. You put them shluach hakan. It's only oif tor on top of eggs that are also tor. Now koyr zocher, this type of a bird that's a zocher. So Reb Lezer mechayiv shluach hakan. Even though it's a male, it was a derech for it also to lie on top of the eggs. See, hold yichayiv shluach hakan. The chum put the chum say no. Since it's not a female, it's only a male. Therefore, there's no mitzvah of shluach hakan. And we'll see exactly in the Gemara why. Then Gemara like this. Rabbi Azim, Rabbi Meisha, Machlokes. Chadama one says, Kol Echad Etnan Biyot. Whenever all these last Mishnahs we had, they always said that the mitzvah shluach hakan, Reisha Sagez, and Kisadam applies both in Eretz and in Chutz Laretz. So he said like this, Kol Echad Etnan Biyot and Chutz Laretz, Shlona Tzorich, really you don't need it like Pshitas Nagegi in Chutz Laretz. Levad is Sulim Reisha Sagez, that's the only one. Reisha Sagez is a chiddush that the Mishnah has to say as Nagei and Chutz Laretz, Lafukim with Rabbi Loi. Tishnah, not like Rabbi Loi, the Yom that he said, Reisha Sagez, they don't know Yelah Baretz, because he learned out Reisha Sagez from Truma. So therefore, the Mishnah before is a chiddush that Reisha Sagez applies to Chutz Laretz. So that's why it says in Al Mishneh Shluch HaKan and Kisadam, even though by us there's no chiddush at all. That's one chiddush. The Chadam one says, the Kolechot is none, Befnei Abayz, the Shlub Befnei Abayz. That's what all these Mishnah said also, that these mitzvahs apply, Bizman the Beis HaMikdash, and Bizman Churban the Beis HaMikdash. It's also Shlub HaSorach, you don't need it. Pshita. Avad the Shluch HaKan applies when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Avad the Reish is a Gaze and Kis Adam. So why does the Mishnah always have to say it, Befnei Abayz and Shlub Befnei Abayz? The Chiddush is, Levad Mi Yosef Yespinoi. It's a Chiddush in the Mishnah before about the mitzvah of Yosef Yespinoi. You can't shech the mother and the kid the same day. Because over there, Sakot, the Chemin, I would have thought to say, Hoy Levinyon of the Kodeshim Ksiv, since it says it in the Pasha of Kodeshim, the mitzvah of Oysev Yisbenoi. So Mele Bizman Dika Kodeshim Nindag, maybe it's only Nagaya Bizman Yad Abbas Amidish, but Bizman Lecha Kodeshim Lenin wouldn't be Nagaya. Yes, Kamashna, that's why it says no, that Oysev Yisbenoi applies even Shalom of Neabais. Yeah. So therefore, once it says it by that Mishnah of Oysev Yisbenoi, it says it in all these Mishnahs also. But the Tavai Yomer, both of them agree and say, the Kol Echad Etznan, the Chulm of the Mekdoshim, that the Ramishtha says it applies both the Chulm and the Mekdoshim, that's the Tzarech. Because you see, and our Mishnah says here, the Chulm of the Mekdoshim. So it's a Chiddush to say whether it does or it doesn't by Mekdoshim. So wherever it says the Mekdoshim, that's a Chiddush. Levad Megidanosha, only excluding the Pasha of Gidanosha. Because over there, Pshita, that it applies Gidanosha even to Kodshim. Like what kind of chiddush is over there? Because otherwise, mishum diiktish pakele yisa gid hanoshimenei. Like why? No, it's pshita. Because why would I think no? Why would I think just because she made it to a korban, that's why the yisa gid hanoshim should go off it? Pshita, no. So the mitzvah of gid hanoshim, that's pshita tichayiv and all those the chiddush of mukdoshim by gid hanoshim is pshita. So Mara says no. For lav or kimna, then we already put on psham that mishnah over there was. Bevlodes Kodeshim. They're talking about the Vlodes Kodeshim. And it is the Chiddush to say. Rashi says, Yos Lashmin and the Chayim Mishon Gidu Mugdoshim, Chiv and Yisam Mugdoshim, Kodim, since first it's Chal Hegdish on it, Chosen, Shitzira Savlat, Kademus Legidim, is a tremendous Chiddush here to say that even though it's first Chal Nisa Kodeshim on it, still Gidu Nosh is Chal, because it's a Nisa Moisiv, it's a Gate of Bnei Noach also. So that's a Chiddush in Gidu Nosh that applies to Mugdoshim. The Mar says now, on my time, it's much like this, on my time, what's the reason? O Kimno, what was the reason why you said a song about Vlodis Kodshim? Lav Mishum the Kashalon, that you had a question. You did not have to say Mekdoshim. The Mishnah didn't have to say Mekdoshim Shita. So, Mikoronam Latikshalach. I did the Tonu Litzarach, Tonanamish Litzarach. Since it says, what's the Sarach? It also says, Shle Litzarach. Rashi says, or Mishani, my time of Duchat Lukma Bohochi, Mishanakashlo, and my Hilchasinin, Vashdosi Rabavin, Rabeshla, Lahanach, Nemo, Latitra Lukma Bohochi, the Mikora Kimakshis, Pshita La Kushi, the Ikotuva, the Mathis, and Shlo Tzarach. Rather than Nin and Korchod, the Chod, the Chod Tzarach, Tonami Vidach, Shlo Tzarach, it is an answer. Even though Lagmoy before it's Kash is Pshita. So now we're answering, even though it's Pshita in one place, but as long as it's a Chiddush in one place, it's good why it says it. So that's the test for Mekdoshim also. There are places that you need it. I, by the place of Gid HaNosha, there is Pshita, says Enechanami. It's like a Pshita that applies the Easter Gid HaNosha by Mekdoshim. Just the reason why the Mishnah says it is, because since it says it by the other Mishnahs, it says it over there also. Then it says now Mishnah, Bachun of Levi Mekdoshim, that by Mekdoshim, by Noith HaKorbin, it doesn't apply the Mitzvah Shluch HaKan. Question is, am I loy? Why not? So when it's the Yomer Kor, the Pesuk says, Shalach to Shalach HaSeim. The mitzvah is, if you have the mother that's hovering over, sitting on top of the eggs,
So you have to first send away the mother before you take away the eggs or the kids. So it says shalta shalach hasein. So we dashin the mi shatu mitzuvah l'shalchoi. Only such a bird that you just send it away. Yotzeh, but if the bird is a korban, let's say korban oil, korban chatis, shiyata mitzuvah l'shalchoi. You can't stop throw away the bird. Elavila de gizbu. You have to bring it to the base of midish for korban. So therefore, it's not the pasha of shaleach to shaleach. So you don't have to send it away. You just take the eggs if you want. Amr Ravina Ravina says, look at therefore, oif tor, what's going to be if an oif tor, shahor against a nefesh killed somebody? And now there's a lochov, like, just like a shahor in his skull, you'll have to kill this oif also. So in such a case, now this oif is sitting on top of its eggs, potum l'shlech, if he potum from the mitzvah shluach, you could just take the eggs right away. My time, what's the reason? The yomakor, again, because the Bosik says, shal to shalach hasein, send away the mother. So dashim b'mishat to mitzvah l'shalach, somebody you have to send it away. Yotzeh here, this mother, she yata mitzvah l'shalchoi, can't just send away this bird. Ela rather, what you have to do with it is, lovi l'bezni, you have to bring it to bezni, it's chayiv mislag, you have to give it tkilo. So in this type of bird, oh, there should also be a p'tur of shluach hakan. So more so, let's see, hechadam, what are we talking about over here? Idugam adina, if you're ready, paskan oif, ready that this oif killed somebody. So more so, kasha bakotlu, it's a bakot rashaz, the mehechad nimrat. How could it run away? Like, how is it possible? Shluch HaKan is supposed to kill it.